everything about reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Chris the Entertainment. Welcome to the podcast, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the Survivor recap. I am posting things up pretty quick this morning just to get caught up and ready for the Survivor recap, which comes out tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everything will be back to normal tonight, and I'm excited to be giving you the podcast. So let's talk some Amazing Race 29. This is episode number 8, the 8th leg of the Amazing Race. And this, fair warning, this week we'll have a double episode, so it'll be a little longer than usual. Again, also I'll have a special guest in the studio later on today, but we won't be recording until tomorrow morning. They're not going to be involved with Survivor because Survivor will be already recorded as of this morning, so kind of takes off the pressure. Also, check out crispyontheweb.com. There will probably be an interview with this person. I'm going to do like a almost like a 1 year later interview on with them, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, let's get right into it. Amazing Race 29. Episode number 8. So teams must go to Patra, Greece. Matt and Remy got along throughout the whole race. They have not argued whatsoever this season. They've done this race pretty straight and clean this season, and I'm really impressed how well they've been doing. They've done extremely well this season. And, you know, they've not even been up for elimination. They haven't even been in the back of the pack for a very long time. I don't think they've ever been in the back of the pack throughout the whole race. I don't think so. They haven't been at the back of the pack whatsoever. So, which is good. They're kind of staying, you know, they're staying in the front end of all the racers. Like, they're in the front pack of everyone else. They're, like, between one and third place finishes in each and every leg. So they've done well over the last 7 legs. They have done extremely, really, really, really well together. So they don't know how. Okay, and then also Floyd said he doesn't know how he stays in sync with Becca. They've had a very solid. I think this is probably one of the most happiest teams I've ever seen on the Amazing Race history. In the history of the Amazing Race, I think Becca and Floyd are the most happiest team I've ever seen in the Amazing Race history. I've never barely seen them argue whatsoever. I think they are one of the most happiest teams out there in Amazing Race U.S. history. There's always a little bickering going on between teams, but I think they've bickered like once, and you know, and that was it. They've done really well, and also Scott hopes that the running it is running. Brooke said this team is meant for the running challenge because they are really good at the running portion of the race. They're very fit and they are, you know, they move very fast. And then Liz and Michael aren't out of this yet. Nothing will stop them from being out of the race until, obviously, Phil says you have been eliminated from the Amazing Race, which is the basic cue saying you are no longer in this race anymore. You are pretty well, you're out of the race. You're not no longer in this race, you know, in this race to win it. So, and also don't forget, mind you, they do have to have a speed bump coming up too. They do have a speed bump coming up, so they're going to have to, manage that speed bump in order to continue the race as well. So teams have to go by plane, to Bari, Italy, and then they have to take a 16-hour, ferry boat ride, to Patrick, Greece, And then when they get there, they have to drive 100 miles to Argova, and go to a traditional Greek wedding to get their next clue. And this will be the last chance for a U-turn, the U-turn a team. And it's obviously, it is a double U-turn this time around. And, it's another double U-turn. And this is the last one, I guess. This is the last one they're going to be giving on the Amazing Race for the season. So Mike said that they are going to make the right decisions this time. They're going to, you know, do things a little better than they have over the course of the last several legs of, you know, they've had, Mike and Liz have struggled. I know they've struggled a lot, but, you know, it was just, it's sheer luck. Like, luck has been on Mike and Liz's side this whole time. Mike and Liz have been very, very, very lucky. Mike and Liz have been very, very lucky. Not being eliminated. It's either they're going to keep racing, or the non-elimination leg, or they just make it to the second last spot in the leg to where they were safe and they would be continuing the race. So luck has been on their side, and hopefully it does continue throughout this leg. So Floyd felt like they weren't going the right way. Brooke and Scott were talking about U-turning Mike and Liz. Obviously, Mike and Liz being a pretty strong team. Team Lolo separated from Mike and Liz. So that kind of raised concern there that they weren't there. You know, did they take the wrong turn? Maybe. You never know. They might have taken the wrong turn, and I think Team Lolo was thinking that they took the wrong turn. So that could be the big possibility. So, and then Mike couldn't go backwards with the car. So Liz had to push the car backwards. I think Mike and Liz they went too far to the curb. I'm thinking they went too far to the curb. And it's a stick shift car, and he just doesn't know which way to shift backwards, I guess, or it wasn't working for some strange reason. I don't know, why it wasn't working. I don't know, it wasn't working for some strange reason. So yeah, Liz had to push the car back, which worked perfectly. And then they can continue on. And then Brooke and Scott U-turned Mike and Liz. And I think it was Tara and Joey U-turned Team Fun, I think. It was either Tara or Joey, or it was Team Lolo, maybe. No, it might have been Tara and Joey that U-turned Team Fun. So Detour, they will have to deliver a gift to the bride or the groom on either Detour. So one will be for the bride. Obviously, the other one will be for the groom. And then for the bride, you have to deliver 2 tins of sheep milk. And also, you have to deliver cheese. They got cheese molds. Or some cheese you have to deliver as well. The groom side, you have to, you know, like a sporting competition where you have to run up 250 stairs to the top to get a gift for the groom. I believe there's two goats that you have to pick up, and then you have to bring them back to the wedding to get your next clue. So Tara and Joey did for the brides. Matt and Redmond did it for the brides as well. Beck and Floyd asked for directions because Beck and Floyd did not know where the heck they're. Megan and Floyd did not know where the heck they were going. They did not know where the heck they were, so they had no idea. They had no idea where the heck they were going, so they asked for directions, obviously. And where else were they? And then, good thing that they were not targeted for the U-turn. Wrong. Beck and Floyd were U-turn, but they don't know it yet because they have not arrived to that to the U where they were U-turned. So Meg and Liz were arguing. I believe it was arguing over that they were actually lost. They were lost. Liz asked if he wanted to turn around, but he said no. So that was on Mike's. That was maybe a mistake by Mike saying no. We should have turned around. They should have turned around when they realized it, so they wouldn't go. The further you go, the more lost you go. And then she asked if he wanted to. He said no. And he's, oh, sorry. And then Liz said, go where? And then he didn't know which way they came. And then this going way will kind of make them further. So they're kind of she's realizing, yeah, go further. We are going to be more lost. We are going to be more lost we'll be more lost from where we were there, like where we came from. So at the for the bride side of the detour, they had to set up a donkey. Yes, a jackass. Tara's jackass donkey didn't want to move. Well, why do you think they call him a jackass? Because they are stubborn. Donkeys are very stubborn animals. So are sheep. Sheep are very stubborn too. But I mean, donkeys are very stubborn as well. That's hence the word. Hence the name that they are called the jackass. The donkey didn't want to move. Brooke and Scott's donkey kind of did a back kick with the back hind legs of it. It's a back hind legs kind of did a backwards kick. And then Tara and Joey got the cheese, delivered the milk. And then Team Lolo got their clue. And they were shocked that Team Fun were U-turned. I think they were just completely shocked that they were U-turned. And they were expecting to be U-turned. They weren't expecting that Team Fun would be U-turned, actually. So, and then teams must go to the Barathiac Stadium where they get their next clue. And I believe this is part of probably one of the original structures in Greece, where they actually started, Greece is where the Olympics started. The Summer Olympics started way back in the day. So, that was the first place it was started. So I believe that was part of it. That might have been part of the Olympics as well. So, Brooklyn's Goth Donkey was just in a rush. So it's just kind of pulling them in all directions and just. Just had its mind of its own going on there. Mike and Liz were fighting that Mike and Liz figured out that they goofed up. They are lost. They are lost out there. And that they need to turn around now before they go too far and they are completely out of this for sure. So teams must do a lap around in honor to. Like a lap of honor around to get their next clue. Also, in the stadium where they did the track, and then also in the stadium there, that's actually where the speed bump was. The speed bump sign was there. So that means that's where Mike and Liz will have to do their speed bump when they get there. So Tara had the chills running around the lap. Teens had to go to Zappio. Then Brooke and Scott, Matt, and Redman saw the speed bump. So they saw the speed bump and said, yep, that's for Mike and Liz. They are going to have to do the speed bump. So Liz and Mike realized they were U-turned by Brooke and Scott, and they weren't happy one bit. They were not happy one bit. They had a speed bump as well, so that would be affecting them in a big way. That would affect them in a very big way that, they have to do both sides of the detour, and they have to also do, and the speed bump. So they have both sides of the detour and the speed bump to do. So, it is, they got two sides of the speed bump to do. Both detours and the speed bump, that's going to eat up a lot of time. It's going to be hard for them to catch up. I was realizing this might be the end of Team Mike and Liz at this point. I'm not being negative. This is going to hurt them. This is definitely going to hurt them in a big way now. They are going to be a little bit more behind. But, anything can happen in the Amazing Race. There could be a team ahead of them that falls back. So, anything can happen. So Mike was pissed. He helped Brooke, and she said that obviously, Brooke said to Mike that she owes him. So kind of, yeah, that's a big I owe you one. Yeah, I'm gonna give you a detour or a U-turn. I'm gonna U-turn you. That's the way I'm gonna repay you is by giving you a U-turn. So that was a good kick in the pants. And I was thinking, I don't mind Brooke and Scott. I don't like Brooke's complaining, but now it's just getting a little on the dirty side now. Their teams are getting pretty tough. The teams are getting pretty tough on each other. I noticed that. They're getting very tough. But it is the final few legs of the race. So it's a game. You gotta backstab to win the game, obviously. In this case, win the race. Team Fun said, it's okay. We can do it. So Team Fun otherwise were okay with, being U-turned. So they were okay with it. They weren't, too upset. So Team Fun is a speedy. So Team Fun's donkey was called Speedy McSpeederson. That's an interesting name. Mike and Liz done the other side of the detour. The roadblock, they must do a portion of the changing of the guard, which is really very well known. And I guess obviously in Greece and also England, London, England. Especially that's well known around Queen Elizabeth and the royal family. So changing the guard is very well known, at least in those two countries that I know of. So Tara decided to do it. Obviously, she has training. She's been in the army. Matt decided to do the rope lock. Mike and Liz were running up the stairs. Mike was exhausted. Mike's lungs were the shot. I was worried about Mike at some point. I was thinking, oh no, there might be medical called in to check on him, make sure he's okay. I was worried, I was worried Mike wasn't going to make it. But, Liz got the offering. Mike had to go get a goat. Mike had to go get a goat as well. So they had to go all the way back to the top. I don't think they had to go too far, but he had to get a goat. And then, of course, Team Fun was on the other side of the detour. Mike got the other goat. And then Brooke was doing the rope lock. Matt and Lori, Tara, and Matt were, learning how to do the rope lock. The training officer said she was ready. Tara was incorrect. She kind of mishandled her weapon. She realized she did something wrong. so she knew exactly what she had to do it. So the second time around, she finally got it right. And then teams must go to the Acropolis at Argiogalo, which is a pit stop for the leg of the race. Last team to get there may be eliminated. So Brooke got it finished. Matt was on his first attempt. Matt finished it in his first attempt. London did the roadblock. And then at the pit stop, team number one was Tara and Joey. They said, for the kids. And first time I've heard this term, for the kids, so many times. One, I've heard it on Home Alone, because Kevin said, it's for the kids. Two, I heard it from Dan Gheesling. He said, it's for the kids. He always says it in his playthroughs. It's for the kids. For the kids. For the children. So that's where I've heard that term, and I've heard this term once again. So I know that term very well. So they won $7,500 each. And then team number two was Matt and Redmond. London was on her second attempt and got it done. And then team number three was Brooke and Scott. And then talking about, you know, you turning Mike and Liz. And Floyd said it was, which way, are you sure I'm going the right way? He said, yeah, we are. Mike and Floyd were running a lap. Speed bump, Mike and Liz had to prepare Kalker Etsy. And they must have it inspected by the chef before racing, continuing the race. Mike and Floyd were finished. Mike said this is right down his alley, because obviously Mike is a butcher. And then Liz was completely grossed out. Mike said, what do you think sausage is made of? Exactly. I agreed with him right off the bat there. And then Liz, you know, didn't want to know. She said, I just don't want to know what's in it, obviously, honestly. And then Michael and Liz were done. Team number four was London and Logan. Liz and Michael were on the detour. Becca messed up on her attempt, on the leg part of the attempt. But she realized it, too, that she made a mistake. And she knew how to, you know, correct it very quick. Becca got it done and got the clue and went to the pit stop. Liz was done. Team number five was Becca and Floyd. Team number six, eliminated from this from the amazing race, 29, was Mike and Liz. I guess the luck ran out, but they did, honestly, despite the arguing, the fighting, the bickering, getting lost, you know, and making a few mistakes, they did damn good. They did damn good over the course of the race. So this week will be a 2-hour episode. Teams will be taking a jump. I guess obviously they're looking into, I think it's like a bungee jump. And then teams got hung up. Brooke and Scott follow the pieces. So it should be a great episode, and I'm looking forward to it. And I will have a special guest on this week's podcast for the amazing race. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe or follow. Go to my Stitcher feed and give me a review. I decided to stay with Stitcher for now until I can find another, you know, good. And for now, I'm going to stay on Stitcher. Also, if you have any questions, you want to just interact with me, follow me on Twitter at Crispy on the Web. Look on Crispy on the Web on Google+. And I will see you guys on the next podcast. Have a good one, guys. Bye for now.